Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 23rd of October, 1970. Do spiritual drill and give the order and stabilize yourself wherever and however you want, that is, be a Maharathi, a child, but not a weak one. Do you know how to do the spiritual drill? What do you have to do in a drill? Drill means to mold your body as you wish, and spiritual drill means to stabilize the spirit in the stage you want when you want. That is, to be able to stabilize yourself in the stage that you wish to. This is called spiritual drill. An army does exactly what a marshal or a drill master signals them to do. In the same way, you yourself should be a master or a marshal and stabilize yourself in the stage in which you wish to be. Have you become your own drill master in this way? It shouldn't be that the master says, "Hands down," and the students put their hands up. Or the marshal says, "Right," and the soldiers turn left. What would happen to such students or soldiers? They would be dismissed. So here, you dismiss yourselves of your own right. You should have such practice that you can stabilize your stage wherever you want in 1 second, because you are now on the battlefield. On a battlefield, if the army does not put a direction into practice in 1 second, what are they called? What would you call soldiers who take time to stabilize themselves in a particular stage on this spiritual battlefield? Today, Bap Dada is observing Maharathi children who are effort makers. Those who consider themselves to be Maharathis, raise your hand. A few children raise their hands. What do those who are not Maharathis consider themselves to be? Baba asked. Those who consider themselves to be the cavalry, raise your hand. Bap Dada is asking the question to those who didn't raise their hand to being a Maharathi. Do you consider yourselves to be Bap Dada's heirs? Do those who consider themselves to be the cavalry consider themselves to be heirs? Do the heirs wish to claim the full right or not? Since you have the aim of claiming the full inheritance, why should you be the cavalry? If you are the cavalry, do you know what number you will claim? Where will those in a second grade come? Even after receiving so much sustenance, you would claim the second grade? If you have been a second grade effort maker over a long period of time, you will receive the second grade inheritance for a long period of time, and you will only have the experience of the first grade for a short time. You are those who call themselves the children of the Almighty Authority Father. Those who have taken sustenance from the corporeal form and the avyakt form, and yet a second grade. It doesn't seem right to even say this in words. Or else, from today, you should not call yourselves the children of the Almighty Authority. Instead of calling them the children, do you know what Bap Dada calls such children who are engaged in making effort? Not the children, bacche, but the weak ones, kacche. To make such effort even now is not worthy of the self-respect of the children. This is why Bap Dada says, "Even now, let the past be past. Change yourselves from this moment. In order to be a Maharathi, simply remember 2 things. What are they? Firstly, constantly keep yourself with your companion. Those who are the companions and the co-charioteers are the Maharathis. There are two reasons for weakness in effort. You have love for the father, but you have not made him your companion. If you constantly keep Bap Dada as your companion, then as long as you have Bap Dada with you, Maya becomes unconscious even from a distance. Because you only make Bap Dada your companion for a temporary period, you are not able to attain so much power. If you were constantly with Bap Dada, then you would constantly remain lost in celebrating a meeting with Bap Dada with deep love. And those who are lost in deep love cannot have their love directed anywhere else. What was the promise that children made to the father in the beginning? They said, I eat with you, I sit with you, I entertain myself with you. You forget this promise you made. If throughout the day you carry out every task with the father, would Maya be able to disturb you? If you are with the father, instead of Maya disturbing you, there will be the destruction of Maya. So, though you have love for the father, you have not made him your companion. You have taken Baba's hand, but you have not taken his company. This is why you are knocked out by Maya. The reason for mistakes is carelessness. Carelessness makes you make mistakes. If you do not look at the spirit, Ruh, but are instead attracted to the form, that is, Roop, then you must understand that you have love for a corpse. Those who have love for a corpse should understand that their future will be working in a cemetery. Whenever you have such a thought, you must consider your part to be in a cemetery. You tell everyone to keep their aim and object in front of them. So, whatever tasks you carry out, whatever thoughts you have, you must keep the aim and the attainment, that is, the aim and the object in front of you. You have come to claim your inheritance of this part from the Almighty Authority Father for every kalpa. Ask yourself whether you, the ones who bring the dead back to life, have come to fix your part in the cemetery. Do not take the support of anyone else's income, but verify each action and constantly keep the awareness of Bap Dada's task. Whoever places their mistakes in front of the father should understand this. If, after placing those weaknesses in front of the father, you make the same mistake again, then, although Baba is the ocean of mercy, according to the drama, you also automatically receive a hundredfold punishment. In order to save yourself from a hundredfold punishment, constantly keep Bap Dada in front of you. Continue to follow Bap Dada at each step. Verify each thought and each action through avyakt power with the avyakt form. When you had the company in the corporeal form, everything was put into a practical form after it had been verified. In the same way, always keep Bap Dada in front of you or with you in the avyakt form. And then, by verifying each thought and each action and then putting it into the practical form, there will not be any wasteful or sinful actions. Whenever you listen to anything, do not just hear the words, but understand their significance. When you put aside the significance and just listen to the words, you become very sensitive. Do not ever think, so-and-so says this, And this is why it happens like this. For whatever anyone does, he receives the reward of it. Always keep this in front of you. You must not take the support of anyone else's income. Nor should your vision be drawn to the income of the others through which there is jealousy. For this, you must always remember the slogan, "You can experience intoxication only when you grind your own ingredients." Do not make the intoxication of others your target, but let Bap Dada's virtues and task be your target. Constantly keep the awareness of Bap Dada's task. Together with Bap Dada, I am also an instrument in the task of the destruction of irreligiousness and the establishment of the true religion. How can those who are themselves instruments for destroying irreligiousness perform any task of irreligiousness or break the code of conduct? I am a Master Maryada Purushottam, that is, the one who is most elevated through following the highest code of conduct. And so I cannot break any of the Maryadas. By maintaining this consciousness, you will be able to make your stage perfect and equal to that of Bap Dada. Do you understand? You have to bring about transformation in your old habits and sanskars to the same extent as when you take a new birth. Think less. You have to carry out many tasks. Do not waste your time in just thinking. Before the settlement of the world, carry out the settlement of your weaknesses and defects. Those who are in the Bhatti have changed their form, color, and sparkle. Have you put a stop to changing into many forms? Have you made yourself such that you can constantly see your spiritual form? Have you made yourself so bright and clear that there is no name or trace of any confusion? Have you made a promise for a temporary period or until the last moment? You have to bring about transformation in your old habits and sanskars to the same extent as when you take a new birth. You forget everything of a previous life. Have you burnt old sanskars in the same way? Or have you still kept the bones? It is possible for the evil spirits to enter the bones again, and therefore, throw the bones into the ocean of the perfect stage, and then return from here. You must not take them back with you secretly, otherwise these bones will disturb your stage. You have to put an end to the waste thoughts. Acha. Do service like Sakar Baba through the sparkle of the eyes and the forehead. Each child has to make effort to be seated on the throne, and not just to be in front of those who are seated on the throne. You will be seated on the throne when you come close. The closer someone is, the more equal to Bap Dada he will be. When anyone looks in the eyes of you children, he should be able to see the path to Mukti and Jivan Mukti. There should be such magic in your eyes. So, your eyes should do that much service. Your eyes and your forehead should both do service. What does the forehead show to souls? You now have to do such service that through your forehead, others receive the introduction to the Father. Only then will you be the close stars. In the Sakar form, you saw how Baba's eyes and forehead did service. There used to be a point of light on the forehead and the brilliance of the remembrance of the Trimurti Father. You have to become equal in this way. Only when you come close, will you become equal. When you yourself remain in this stage, what will Maya do? Maya will finish. Serviceable means that every thought is that of service. You children have to become regular. What does Bap Dada mean when he says regular? Regular means to carry out all the activities from the morning till the night according to Srimat. You have to be regular in everything. Regular in your thoughts, words, actions, behavior, and sleeping, etc. Regular in everything. Anything that is regular is good. The more regular someone is, the better service he is able to do. Serviceable means that not even one thought should be without service. Those who are such serviceable souls can give the proof of this in everything. There shouldn't be just service through words, but all your physical senses should be engaged in doing service. Just as your lips remain busy, in the same way, your forehead and eyes should remain busy. You have to give the proof of service by doing all types of service. Proof cannot be given by doing just one type of service. Then there is just praise. When others want proof, in order to give that proof, you must constantly remain engaged in all types of service. To the extent that you are serviceable, accordingly, you will make others similar to yourself. Then you will make them equal to the Father. Acha Om Shanti.